Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
We're having a little fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
I can see. Jesus. Praise Jesus. I appreciate this. Oh, this is beautiful. I can't believe. Thank you. I don't know what to do. Glory be to God. Praise Jesus.
I've been thinking about this tweet from Tony Jefferson, Viking safety, basically all day. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score. Mark Grody in for Matt Spiegel, who's at the Field of Dreams game. We will have a report from Matt Spiegel at some point. We've got six or seven guests that are possibly coming on. We can't guarantee that Spiegel will be one of them, right?
No, we can. Yeah, I think he's definitely available. Okay. Probably around 4:40, 4:45 is my plan for Spiegs.
Okay, sounds good.
But I'm cool skipping it. If you guys want,
No, we're putting Spiegs on today. Come on, it's a big day for Spiegs and his family, and his credit card bill. Tony Jefferson tweeted this morning, and I can't believe this maybe was topped. Again, active professional football player. I can't even lie. I stopped wearing my glasses years ago, and that might have been the dumbest thing I've ever done. I can see so much clearer and further with my glasses. It's wild. It's amazing. And someone was like, wait, what do you do during games? It was one of the top responses. He said, I've just been going out there regular, SMH, shaking my head. Just got my contacts too. So this guy was prescribed glasses, stopped wearing them, didn't play with them, and now is playing with them and is amazed that the glasses work and he can see better with the glasses.
And it almost sounds like he feels like he's doing everybody a solid. Just so you know, if you stop wearing the glass, like, it makes a big difference, as it turns out.
I'm really curious how bad his eyesight is, because there are, like, so I can't see hardly anything without my contacts or glasses. Like, my eyesight's pretty bad. But there are people that don't really, like, need them, right?
I'm sure he's not like you, like I was before LASIK, where you can't even read your phone or the bedside clock when you wake up in the middle of the night, get out of bed. I'm sure he's not,
yeah, like, of course,
closely legally blind. But the idea of him being prescribed glasses yeah, and then being surprised that the glasses work.
I'm also curious how much worse his eyes got in that time.
Yeah, they probably are down a level.
That happens too.
It's like in the My Cousin Vinny thing where he's testing out the old lady's eyesight and said, might be time for a new prescription.
Yeah. But just like, he's like, oh man, these people, like, you know, millions and millions of people walking around every day with glasses. They might be doing it for a reason.
Right. As it turns out, crazy thing.
It's like, I was running barefoot on concrete, and then I tried shoes. My feet don't hurt anymore.
I'll be damned.
Unbelievable.
I will be G-damned.
I'm lactose intolerant, and I started eating some ice cream, and my stomach hurt.
Craziest thing.
I stopped eating ice cream.
Right.
Now I don't have a stomach ache anymore.
Right.
Unbelievable. So that's an NFL player realizing the beauty of corrective vision. And by the way, I will say, I have two children, been married, lived a very blessed life. The single greatest day of my life is when I got LASIK surgery. That's a true story.
That good, huh?
The greatest thing I've ever done.
When do you notice how great it is the most? Is it the laying down in bed and still being able to see? I know you don't do TV in your room, but like the laying down in your bed and seeing everything at night without glasses or contacts, or is it the waking up, not having to go to the bathroom to put in your contacts as the first move?
That part.
That part? Okay, that's the part I hate the most too.
It's waking up and being able to see, but also, man, my eyesight was so bad that like if I was out and, you know, dry eyes or, you know, hot something in your eye, contact comes out, contact gets dried, whatever, like you take your contact out, can't put it back in, don't have a spare, I couldn't drive home.
What were your numbers?
-7.5.
That's what my...
Oh, my God.
I'm -7.75 in one and a -6.75 in the other.
So you and I are basically, you know, I mean, it's you cannot function without your glasses or your contacts.
See, I thought mine were bad, and I'm like -4.25.
I have perfect vision.
Thank you. Good for you.
Yeah, but LASIK changed my life. Because, yeah, contacts, I was fine with it, you know, whatever. But it's just, there's something to any situation. Like being on the water, you know, being able to swim, being able to see, like the shower at night, going to the bathroom, checking your phone, checking clocks, driving.
Did you not go to the bathroom previously without your contacts in?
I did, but like, you know what I mean? Like you go to the bathroom all blind.
Put your glasses on.
I mean, I know, but if you forgot,
so you God,
poor Steph cleaning up that toilet seat. Well, Danny went to the bathroom after he took his contacts out again. There's pee all over the floor.
It was a problem. It was an issue.
Danny's little puddles.
Yeah, there was an issue.
I saw Danny's little puddles at a Lala after show at Metro this year. Yeah. It was they were good.
Yeah,
a little sloppy.
Danny's little puddles, sick.
Sick. It's gross. Little yellow. Have some water.
Netminder.
I didn't know we were going that direction, but okay.
So that's Tony Jefferson. But I would posit to you, has anyone here yet seen what Antonio Brown said is his biggest regret of his career?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I saw the statement, but haven't read it fully.
You were going to tell me, but then you're like, let's wait till the show starts.
Okay, so. Antonio Brown sent this out. He sent out his own quote from his own social media page. Antonio Brown, his biggest regret.
Wait, pause 1 second. This is him unsolicited sending something out from his own social media page?
Yeah, I don't know where, if this was like a part of a bigger interview or something, but Antonio Brown is sharing an Antonio Brown quote of his biggest regret.
Okay.
All right, here's the quote. And I love that Studs didn't read it because it is multiple sentences, so it might take a second. My biggest regret in my career doesn't involve calling my GM a cracker or showing up to Raiders camp late in a hot air balloon with frozen feet or throwing rocks at that UPS driver. And it definitely doesn't involve taking my shirt off and doing a victory lap around the Jets stadium mid-game while throwing up deuces. My biggest regret is that I'll never get to see me, Antonio Brown, play a game live. Sure, I could watch the game afterwards, but I can't imagine what that was like for all of you to see something like that, like watching the Beatles or Jesus perform at Red Rocks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a little heavy.
The vanity.
Heavy duty.
Do you remember when we watched a bald Britney Spears jump into the ocean naked and then bust out her car windows with an umbrella?
I do remember that.
We are watching that again with Antonio Brown, and I thought we were done with that. I thought we were done with that version of Antonio Brown, but he's back.
Did he call his GM a cracker?
He did. It's going around my buddy's group chat right now, and like people are chiming in with like the story that they missed. They're like, oh, he really called his GM a cracker? The other guy's like, oh, really? I remember that. I missed the UPS rock throwing.
Yeah, I missed the hot air balloon thing. Where did that come from?
No, remember when he like showed up and like he like wasn't wearing shoes, and it's like he got like...
I have only so much space in my head for Antonio Brown shenanigans.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty spectacular. Also, I mean, Jesus at the Red Rocks. That'd be a tough ticket.
He's the sweetest guy ever. Have you ever stared into his eyes? It was like the first time I heard the Beatles.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing we've ever heard said since Oasis said they were better than the Beatles. It's like that. That's how into himself he is. I mean, in the dictionary. Right there. But he called his GM a cracker.
Yeah.
Well, he was.
Who was the GM?
Well, at that point,
which GM are we talking about?
I'm not sure.
Is he talking about Al Davis?
Oh, I don't know which one he went. What GM did Antonio Brown call?
Important research.
Hey, can we get the guy on who got
Mike
the
Mayock.
Rock? Hey, oh my man,
Mike Mayock. Cracker.
Al Davis is the owner. Yeah. I'm sorry, it was Raiders. But.
Yeah.
Hey, I would actually like to talk to the guy that had the rocks thrown at him. He said it was a FedEx.
Oh, yeah, Al Davis is dead.
UPS, please.
UPS.
Get it right.
So UPS please. Guy, can you imagine that? Like this dude just threw rocks. It was Antonio Brown. He just threw rocks at me.
Yeah,
and having the presence of mind. To pick up rocks like a 6-year-old, yeah, throw them.
That is a spectacular amount of lacking in self awareness.
So I guess it was a moving truck, and he owed them $4,000.
Yeah, so he's notorious for not.
You're gonna get the rocks, is what you're gonna get. Yeah. You're not getting my $400. You're getting a handful of these tiny pebbles. That's what you're getting.
My biggest regret is never being able to see me. Like, what if I retired from the score and I was like, my biggest regret is not the shows I missed or the questions I didn't ask or the friends made along the way.
So it was that
I never got to sit in my car in traffic on the Edens and listen to one of my own takes.
Oh, no, don't go.
Yeah. So he's the poster child for, what's that word? The psychology word that when you're really into yourself? Narcissism. He is the definition of a narcissist, period.
Yes.
Regretting not getting to see yourself?
What is the
narcissism?
What is the psychology word?
Yeah, the psychology word.
Yeah, yes. That is a technical term.
And then it came to me.
Yeah, that was
the ninth hour.
That was beautiful. What will hopefully get you excited for tonight's game is even if you don't care about the quality of the teams, it'll be the quality of the presentation. It's next on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.